What's up, everybody? Welcome to the Portaway Podcast. For anybody new that doesn't know, I am Showtime Sean Porter. Check it out. A couple days away from a fight. And what we've decided to do was take all that energy that we had that we usually put into this podcast, and we've been reserved it for fight night. So what we've done is we've had my man Robert Coleman. Appreciate you, sir. He put together a compilation. Best moments of the 60 or so episodes that we've done to this point on the Portaway Podcast. So make sure y'all kick back, tune in, enjoy it, laugh. Think you're going to cry. Enjoy it all. Learn something, of course. And we'll be back with you guys right after this fight. Don't miss that. November 20th, just a couple of days. Order it. ESPN Plus app. Showtime, Sean Porter versus Terrence Bud Crawford. God bless you guys. And I will see you soon.
Changing the angles on it, but
yeah.
Yeah, I think it's going to be interesting, but yeah, you got to keep them. You got to keep them moving around. I think for sure, both of them.
You got to keep them moving around. I think if this kid Sergey Divinchenko can be smart,
yeah,
you got to be smart. I think right now, you tell me if I'm wrong, but we're looking for somebody to challenge the both Charlo brothers.
Yeah,
especially this 160 Jamal. I don't think anyone's really challenged him.
Yeah,
you know, the fight that he had against the kid whose name I cannot remember. I think that kid was able to challenge him, but nothing more than Korobov was able to challenge him.
Yeah,
and move and box, get him off balance. He was able to hit him, pot shot and move, make the Charlos, first of all, make the move, but also make them think.
Yeah,
some guys, that's my son. Is,
yeah, shout out to Diggy.
Wow, he's
Diggy,
going Diggy. Crazy. Let him in.
No, don't do it. Uh-oh. Yeah,
he's a troublemaker, but let him in. He's a knucklehead, but
he's going to come here and knock over
everything. We'll make it work.
Uh-oh.
Korobov was able to keep Jamal Charlo guessing, keep him on balance. And he's butt naked.
Cover this man up.
This is what we do.
Get him out of there. This man came in here butt nilsy. That's wild. There you go. Fired up again.
The Porter way.
That's what he came in with right now, man.
Is that the Porter way?
We butt naked around here.
Yeah, I guess.
when there's no guests. My dad, my son's right there. My dad trained myself and my brother. Yeah. He said he hated when we fought in championship tournaments because he had to go from my ring to my brother's ring.
Yeah.
He said the energy, it was hard for him emotionally to deal with whether I won or lost, going over to the next ring, whether he won or lost, and really just trying to manage the emotions throughout the night.
Yeah.
I felt like in the fight with when these guys fought and when Jamel Charlo fought right Tony Harrison, and then Jamal comes right back.
Well, hey,
Cuba or the U.S.?
Wait, what?
You rooting for Cuba or U.S. when they're boxing in the Olympics?
I'm gonna just say it like this: Andy Cruz is Keyshawn Davis's dad.
Oh, come
he's
on,
whooped that
man.
Motherfucker like six times.
I told y'all we should have got him off. I told y'all.
Not this time. You'll see.
And like, I'm gonna tell you like this. I mean, I give two shits about that because I don't really.
It has nothing
to do with me. I'm just saying, it's gonna be an ass whooping again.
Mm-mm.
Nah, this is like Pacquiao Marquez.
I got Keyshawn getting it this time, but
hey, yeah, I got Keyshawn getting it too. Hey, Rolly, we gonna let you go on that note, man. You didn't hit the soft spot.
I get Rolly.
Hey, have a good one, boss.
I'm sorry, it's not like it didn't happen like six times prior.
Dang.
We gonna get into that, but we'll talk to you later. All right, boss.
Catch you.
All right, Rolly.
All right, Rolly.
Before.
I thought we was gonna fight.
No, we're not gonna fight. you
like with, you too?
Yeah.
I'm talking about Harrison Charlo.
Oh, I was like, nah, I wish. So Tank, his trainer, Calvin mm-hmm. Ford. Do you know who the story behind him? Kind of.
No.
We talked about this previously. So you're a fan of The Wire, on my suggestion. Yeah. So,
he was a crackhead.
So cut.
Hold on. No, he not.
So Cuddy in The Wire.
Thought that's what we was
Cuddy
going.
Cuddy in The Wire is allegedly based on Calvin Ford.
Cuddy. Which one was Cuddy?
He was the one that he was in jail, attention. Got out of jail, and then started training the boxers.
Oh, okay.
Oh, yeah, big dude. Yeah. Okay.
That is who he is.
Okay. Now, the funny thing is I know the story of the coach, but I didn't know the story.
Yeah,
of,
yeah.
Okay.
Hey, there's a lot of crackheads in the wire.
There
okay.
is. This is so, true. Yeah, this is true. He's not wrong.
Do you want me to tell you what my brother is?
Nah, he a crackhead. Okay. We know.
I don't talk about my brother. I'm talking about my brother. Don't talk.
Oh, my.
Leave it in.
Hey, do he watch it?
No, he don't.
Oh, he came for it?
Crackheads do we have a cell phone.
Yeah, yeah, man. Oh,
yeah, this is definitely getting cut now. It's 100%
trying to implement new things, yeah. But I liked what I saw early. Nice up jab, you know, sharp short shots underneath on the inside.
Uppercuts were
there. You go
as well.
And what is even crazier is Sean just said to y'all what I said to him during the fight. So he reporting it now. Like that was his assessment. I'm saying, like,
I don't know. I heard Zytel saying that to me during the fight without your influence.
Did he? He said that to you? Well, because yeah, I said it to him.
You mentioned a lot.
You shook your head like I was. Yeah,
you guys
but you
both
shook,
know boxing, so you both will observe
great
the same
minds
thing.
Think alike.
He shook his head like he was just hearing it and thinking it for the first time.
Well, you no, don't agree. Yeah, like, feel good. No,
yeah, but you got you could say like, oh yeah, you yeah, I said the same thing.
We have basically pre-production. We talk about stuff. If somebody take this stuff, just let him take
that. I can't let him take that. He's good enough on his own. You don't come in here with my stuff.
He was you're right. He was cooking that. He was ahead, cooking Sean. It up on his own.
Yeah. Boy, y'all know he way solid on his own. You yeah, way solid on your own. Don't take mine.
Go ahead, Sean.
Now what I'm gonna say?
Now you really gotta come up with some high level.
Don't get in a ring.
Talk about if he fought Charlo.
Yeah,
or something.
Yeah. Don't get in a ring with Charlo. That's what I'm saying. Yeah. Take it from there, Sean.
Either of them. So this is my thing with the Pacquiao Spence fight. I think we got a really good example of it last night. I wonder if Errol Spence can catch the rhythm, the speed, and catch to what Manny Pacquiao is doing, and if he can adjust. If he cannot, he will not win the fight.
Because you got that. He's you, but going 100 miles per hour.
And more power. Which is a weekly
match. And better fighter.
It's a weekly
match. And got better resume.
And as a politician.
And as a running for president.
Yeah.
Yeah, all that.
But yeah, you're also
not as good looking, though.
Any better than you.
So, but listen.
People say you guys look alike. That's a discussion.
What the hell? Yeah.
It's true.
Yeah. If you look, you can see it. If you're looking for it, you can see it. But go ahead.
My wife calls it boxer eyes.
Yeah. Okay.
Yeah.
Weird.
Oh, yeah.
Listen.
It's not coffee.
Hey, is that chocolate milk or coffee?
It's neither.
Is it Yoo-hoo?
Keep
technically chocolate water.
Let it run right through me. I'm lactose.
And there's no milk in it.
This dude's so weak. What you say? You picked up a cheeseburger and was driving that?
No, I picked up. I got an extra cheese on my cheeseburger just to be wild one time. Then caught a plane. It almost took down the whole plane.
You got the Native American.
What?
Some Cherokee.
Is that what took out the Native Americans?
Just
milk?
The I'm not a history expert, but I heard.
Hey, shout out to Cleveland.
You're good with Yoo-hoo.
No.
There's no
Guardians.
There's no milk in Yoo-hoo.
Does it taste like milk?
No.
Tastes like chocolate. Why the hell would I want that? Why would I want that?
It tastes like chocolate
and water.
Tastes like
chocolate. You never knew that?
Never knew that till just right now.
Yeah, till just right now.
I'm pretty sure Yoo-hoo, shout out to Yoo-hoo, is described as a chocolate drink because it is not milk.
See, this is why white people don't put seasoning on their food.
Oh. Because
of Yoo-hoo?
Yeah, Yoo-hoo. She drinks it.
You're really tying stuff together.
I'm putting it together.
I will confirm that y'all struggle with the seasoning. I'll also confirm that we have Parkinson's with our seasoning.
Seasoning counters like marinara sauce and all that.
Oh, he's Italian.
Okay, yeah, we put. Yeah.
What do you call a pizza in Italian?
Pizza. Yo. Here we go. You're good.
I'm most excited to be done with people saying that one of you is going to back out of the fight. That is
people have been saying that
for both of you.
It's crazy.
And certain people will break it down. They're like, yeah, it doesn't make sense for either of them. Like for Bud to get out of it, he has to vacate his belt. For Sean to get out of it, he's a chicken shit forever.
So, and really,
that's a fact. Like it just for, doesn't in make order any for sense. Me to get out of it, yeah. Like,
so this purse bit happens. Whenever it happens, then we can be like, hey, right. See,
that's how nobody, I felt about
yeah, it. Nobody's scared. Yeah. Nobody's backing out of it. Yeah, but
that's how I felt about it. And then it'll be it'll happen and, when it happens.
Yeah, and then it'll be go time.
And then we'll be able to talk.
Yeah, and then we'll be able to talk every yeah. week. We're gonna break down a round.
Yeah.
So Don Crawford, King's so. Gonna come out of nowhere with the mystery. That'd be crazy.
Cleveland native.
That'd be crazy. And bring it back home. He's seen what they could do tonight.
Look, they give me.
Can do
look,
tonight.
I'm trying to, get
I'm
me
trying
going.
To think of is there like a mystery bidder that could just be like a hilarious person just to jump in?
Floyd and Floyd technically is a promoter.
Technically,
yeah, TMT. I'm crazy. Trying to think of somebody just like to jump in there.
I love my boy Luda come out of blue.
I have a promotion Luda, company.
No, Ludabella. That's no. Ludacris.
I was like, I'm down for Ludacris.
What about Jay-Z? He still got his license?
Rock Nation.
That that is the one we want. I want the mystery bidder just to you hear Jay-Z just come on there, y'all little.
Hey, if I ain't gonna lie,
reintroduce myself.
If I had $1 billion, I'll play around with it. I'll F it up. Hey,
just for fun.
I want to see this fight.
Just for fun.
Yeah, I want to see this fight.
Imagine live on a Facebook stream and you just hear, "Allow me to reintroduce myself," and then a bid just drops in there.
You'll be going get my checkbook.
Okay. But that's what we're doing now. No okay, longer, that's what y'all did.
After the impression, Jay-Z is no longer bidding on the fight.
Yo,
it wasn't bad. Hey,
no, it wasn't terrible.
We in here.
It's gonna be now. It's gonna be Nas that jumps in there. But yeah, no.
Oh, so, you want to go to war?
Yeah. Oh,
okay.
Yeah, start right, the music. Yeah.
I'm dead. Hey, man.
I'm done.
Hey, we're praying.
What's up, everybody? Welcome to the Port Away Podcast.
My man, looking like a fresh Cuban coke dealer. Straight out of Miami. I see
it
you.
It's like a granite countertop.
I tried it today. I was like, you know what? I've actually never worn.
Where you bought shirt. That one from? Where you bought that
I
from?
I don't know. Don't bust me out because I don't wear name brand clothing. So you can imagine.
Okay, I respect it. You know me. I'm a known cheaper.
So I figured I'd try it today. You know. So
back from Florida, it's a very Florida style shirt.
I went for it, yeah. To say the least.
They don't sponsor us, but I got something. I had to go down the. What y'all think about the pull-up run?
I don't know. I have no clue. I have no clue what this is.
Hey,
Florida roll. Because I thought something. I don't know, man.
Hey, man, I went out to Florida. Hey, y'all know I'm about to
alligator head.
I'm about to have a baby. I'm about to have a baby. So my lady's complaining.
Congrats.
Thanks. I appreciate it.
Yeah, he just said like it ain't nothing. Yeah. First time saying it on the show.
Yeah, but
it ain't nothing.
So she complained about her feet hurting. So I'm on the plane Googling everything she complains about. I try to pay to fix it. So I'm like, let's see. What she's like, man, I gotta be we're gonna be out here. I'm gonna be hurting the whole time. So I found out they said this is the best footwear. Crocs, baby. Crocs. I'm in a Croc game.
My dad swears by Crocs.
Hey, I do too.
You're definitely ready to be a dad.
Oh, yeah. Oh, yeah. I got the jokes down too.
Mm-hmm. What jokes? The jokes on
dumb jokes. Dumb jokes. Dad jokes. Yeah.
Oh, just dad jokes in general.
Yeah.
They come naturally too.
Yeah. I mean, my baby's going to mix with a lot of things. So I'm going to have a waffle color baby.
Waffle color, huh?
Yeah. Drake, Obama, Steph Curry.
They turn out pretty good then.
Yeah, true.
What the
yellow light say to the red light?
See?
Don't look, I'm changing.
I'm using that. Putting that in my
I don't know where I saw that somewhere.
He's so childish.
I saw that somewhere and laughed for like 20 minutes after that. An official Port Wales podcast. Congrats, man.
Yeah, Anderson.
Hold up.
Yeah.
Because in the fighter meeting, Anderson Silva said. He said, "I hate blood. I don't like to see blood." And I was thinking, I was like, "Yeah, me neither." But everybody who's not a fighter, like you right here, everybody who's not a fighter is like, "How could you hate blood?" And he goes into how he hates blood. I'm over here like, "Yep, me too. I just that." Like it is what it is. Yeah.
I mean, that's what you do though.
I know it's what I do, but it doesn't happen to me. Yeah.
So what's your reaction when you see that?
When it happened to them, especially in sparring, if I see somebody leaking, I'm like, "Yo, get that."
What about in the ring?
Get that.
I think I've seen you do that once.
In a fight?
He actually tried to, if you slowed it down, he actually tried to put a Band-Aid on Paulie's cheek after he cut him. He said, no, oh no, blood. Tried to plant one on there.
But. When I saw I cut him Paulie, the very first jab I threw, I was like,
welcome to hell.
but anyway, go ahead with the other Nakatani. Yeah,
we want to see that guy next fight, Sean.
Yeah.
Yeah,
Malinazzi, Sean Porter.
Yeah. If we get that, woo! Yeah. Woo!
Yeah, that's what we need to see, Sean.
Nakatani.
I got you. I got you.
But, holds onto his belt.
So, Nakatani.
Would you fight
Evander?
Yeah.
Yeah, I'll fight Vander.
You would?
No, yeah.
You wouldn't.
Yeah, I'll fight Vander.
Nah, no.
Yeah, I was just bone rushing.
Yeah.
I'm younger than him. I got a minute, 30 seconds of bone rushing.
You get him with the Goldberg spear?
No, I'm gonna throw him things. Okay. What you talking about? Right. Now, if he hit me,
it might be a problem.
Yeah, yeah. But then as long as I get paid. As long as y'all make sure my check is in the locker room when they cart me back to the locker. That's all I ask.
The reason why I ask that, you say, is the check in there?
All right, cool.
Yeah,
send me out.
You know they get a thumbs up when they getting football players out the game when they really got
serious. Oh, yeah.
I'm just getting my check.
He's gonna lean back and be like, check's over there. All right, yeah, take it easy.
Around for here we go for the no, Portaway. No. They represent the Portaway.
I'll write in my notepad round by round.
Yeah, I appreciate.
I know they're not gonna let
he's
me
like
film.
He's like left hand landed.
Yeah.
Yeah. No, I think it is. What you were both saying, where it's like, if it's a huge name, everyone's like, oh man, did you see sparring with him? But if it's a guy, like, a lot of sparring is just really good young fighters or guys that fit a style. So kind of is what it
is. Hey, all them names he just dropped is headlines for other YouTube channels.
Oh, for sure.
They're taking that running with it.
Yeah.
I think bringing in Arrow would be that would be the biggest plot twist.
And he drops him again?
Yeah.
That's unbelievable.
This is the poor.
I am glad I saw Arrow. I saw a picture of Arrow. He looks like he's back in the gym.
Start the music. God damn.
Glove barely touched the ground.
Haters.
Oh man.
You got money. If you get to the fight, it's on your own dollar.
So Ant and I confirmed will not be ringside.
Y'all ain't gonna see them ringside.
Oh man.
Look for us in the 200 section.
Ticket to my mom. She want to see the fight.
Things are changing after this fight.
Dang, how you gonna bring Stacy over me? That's wild.
Carla.
Oh, my bad.
What?
That's his mama name, Stacy.
Have a blessed day.
I told
you. I'm coming live. I'm telling you right now.
That would be.
I took a break last fight.
That would be really. Did you? Oh, the Formella fight.
No, the Earl's fight. I didn't yell as much.
Oh.
Carson's like,
hey, look at this.
That's not what I remember.
He said, yeah, what? He said, you took a break.
Carson. Yeah. Carson,
were you up in there saying you had the whole West Coast with you?
See, me and Carson from different backgrounds. Yeah. I come from broke, had nothing, at the grind. Carson's a little privileged. So, people, you disrespect my guy?
I'm not sure.
You disrespect my guy? He don't know.
You disrespect my guy? I'm going to disrespect you.
Yeah.
So, as somebody said, disrespect to talk about Sean, I was ready to put the pause on somebody in the audience.
Oh,
that's me.
That's a gesture to me like you're going to put pause on me.
That's me. But no, I wasn't yelling
at Sean. We got to fight?
I will fight you if I have to too. Though that's one thing I will fight. I got bail money.
He's a big guy.
My lady
too.
Got bail
money. Hey, why you make an announcement like people gonna come at you now?
Yeah,
and I'm not talking about on the podcast. I'm talking about night up.
Do you understand? You're in my city. Try it if you want to. Anyways, but yeah, I'm a taxpaying citizen. I ain't fighting nobody. I will call the cops, and I got a great in law. So anyway,
changed quick.
Yeah, I'm just saying. Hey, I
talk
got
about
a kid.
Roller coaster.
I got a kid on. Yeah. I think about it, I got a kid on the way. I can't be doing dumb stuff.
I'm impressed, Ro, man. I can't be backing you up. If it was another scenario, I got you, and I'll be there.
I got a kid on the way. I'm a taxpaying citizen.
I got bad hamstrings.
But
why get so serious for you?
He's got your back, Sean.
Because. When you get punched, I feel like I get punched.
Yeah.
And then when someone says something stupid, I'm going to say something stupid to you. Oh, now you want to go? We can go all night, baby.
But you go there waiting on it. I feel like it's a part of you that's waiting on it.
Yeah,
he'd be waiting on it. When I play football, I could be somebody I hated. You hurt one of my guys, I'm going to take you out, and me and this dude still don't talk to each other.
I would love for him to be like, if judges had monitors behind them, watching them judge the fight, I would love for
Ants
him to
behind
be,
him with
yeah,
the fist cuff.
Yeah, be one of the monitors, sitting behind him like, what you doing?
But it's different when you actually
look like a 10.
Who that 10 for?
Carson keeps it together. It's different when you actually know the guy. The fight is different for you. It's just like, when you get hit, it's felt like, every hit was like one of them Earl knockdowns. Like, damn, Sean, come on. Damn, Sean. When you hit him, it's just like you're tapping him. Yeah. It's just the emotion of the night. Yeah. It's crazy.
I think that was a subtle shot at your power.
You hear that?
I respect that.
No, even with Shane Mosley Jr., that's my guy too.
Yeah, no power. Don't worry, bud. Just leave your hands down.
But yeah, I'm coming. Yeah, we coming hype. Me and Carson. Nah, Carson will fight anybody that night.
I will fight nobody, and I will not be fired up during the fight.
I will be. You don't get fired up?
He sits just like this during the fight.
Sean knows. I mean, I'm good.
He is the only one. Even his cousins gets fired up.
He ain't waving to nobody. No.
I want Sean to succeed. I want more, but more than that, I want Sean to be healthy. I wish he were retired 5 years ago.
Well, we both, yeah.
Yeah, but the...
same here.
We got to fight. We got to fight November 12th.
Of course, yeah. And I'm of course, rooting for him. And anyone says anything stupid, they can be addressed, but...
Oh, let's go!
Verbally. Oh, they can be addressed.
Yeah, verbally.
I got your back. Sean, they can be addressed.
Well, because some people say, they're like, oh, he's going to knock Sean out. I'm like... Eh. Sean's never been stopped. Come on.
Let's go. Let's go. I like it. Hyping him up. Let's go.
No, it's not going to be hyped up. But
there's something changed to this fight camp, Carson, now. He hasn't made one dig at you. Hey, he said 25 rounds earlier.
Can I go back to a dig I almost made?
When you're
talking about Malik's fight, I was like, Malik's probably like, damn, this guy hits hard. This is nothing like sparring with Sean.
Three weeks ago, you would have made the joke, but now the fight signed.
Sean was cooking, so I was just going
to. You know somebody going to try us from the podcast.
Hey, quick story, right quick. We were in Miami. You know, I did Holyfield and Belfort.
Yeah.
And Marcus came down.
Your brother.
My brother. Yeah. And we decided to go jet skiing.
Okay.
First time on jet skis. He had never been on riding, da 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 da. I'm rolling back and I'm like, where'd Marcus go?
Oh man.
As I get closer, I'm like, he not on. I get closer. How are you all the way over here and your jet ski's way over here? I said, man, what happened? And what calmed me down was the fact that he was floating on his back. And so I started telling myself, I'm like, he cool. And when I got to him, he started smiling. So that's when I'm like, all right, he's all good. He said, man, I fell off. I said, how you end up all the way over here? I flew off. I said, man, well, turn over and get back to you. I can't swim. Other dude, Mike.
Shout out to Mike.
You can't swim. I said, Mike, how you gonna convince him that he can swim? If he in the water, he not
sometimes
moving.
That's all you need.
He can't swim.
The confidence, you know, of your best friend.
So it happens that way.
It looked
sometimes
like he got hit with a Lawrence Coley body
impact,
shot.
Yeah, the impact can't be.
Don't go jet skiing with him. He let me fall off a jet ski so out of line and just looked at me and said, I'm like, bro, help me.
It feels good when you fall off the jet ski.
Yeah, I can swim too.
Yeah, shout out. There you
go. Take down stereotypes.
I can survive.
You can't swim?
I took swimming lessons when I was a kid, but
he's a different person.
Yeah, I'm not breaking this down.
You know what my swimming lesson was?
I don't drown. I stay above.
They threw you
water.
In the deep.
Here,
good yeah. luck.
Yeah. Come back. Yeah. Come back.
Yeah, you're not gonna watch me now and be like Michael Phelps making killing.
I'll
the water.
Be out there. I'll be back.
I just make sure as long as I'm here, I'm good.
Yeah. Carson's like,
as long as my face is.
So what happened? You pulled your brother back?
Man, he ended up putting me in the water.
Oh, trying to get.
You know, he ended up.
You should have left him there.
Yeah. Terrible.
He'll not get on jet ski. You get on jet ski from the back. Terrible.
I had a fast one. We ended up switching because he can't swim.
Like go karts.
I said, man, I got it. I went to his. He got back.
It's like go karts. One's faster than the other, but. Alexander Usyk took Anthony Joshua into deep water.
Yeah.
Oh, okay. He gonna say,
oh, slow it down. Yeah.
I was
just
slow,
let
yeah.
that wa- yeah, let that wash over you.
I don't know what's
like
wrong
water
with
wash
what
over you.
Stop.
It's only a couple of us in here.
Yeah, come on now.
You man just do it every week.
Yeah, but that yeah.
Meanwhile, our producer is like,
He loved it. He appreciated it.
Let me just get
amateurs.
I really dig the thought of having a ref as one of the judges. The closest man to the action, the man closest that's seeing what's happening and who's landing and what's going on, the one person who cannot take his eyes off of the match, the one guy who no matter what's looking at eyes, looking at body language, looking at the feet, looking at the work. Everything. I really like the idea of a judge.
You're focused on being a ref at that point. So I don't know if I can. The judges in boxing have a tough enough time in general.
Take a look at Steve Willis. Steve Willis don't hide nothing that he's thinking in the ring.
Yeah, right. but he's also not judging the fight.
Okay. And Steve Willis
eyes, scored that
you
round.
You win a round. Yeah.
Whoever.
Okay.
We know who we thought won the round.
Yeah, yeah.
But then again, Sean, you said you don't like they have perception of the fight already. Like, let's say he's working Terrence Porter. He liked the crystal punches. So if Terrence said, tagging you up. And he's like, all right, I got Terrence. Me, I'm watching, I'm like, work, baby, work. And I'm saying, your work rate, I'm going with Sean. So then you can
also impact the result. Like if I'm breaking the clenches quickly, that can impact one fighter more than the other.
Yeah.
So it's like, it's tough, I think, to do. Those are very different things.
Yeah.
Okay. Well, then
I believe we used to in the States have the
ref. I'm going on record for saying that I'm for it.
Great.
Yeah.
And we'll see what happens. Okay.
Hey, Steve Willis will be perfect for this. I ain't gonna lie. His eyes, you got your ass whooped against Danny.
I promise you, a picture showed up on my phone the other day. I was like, dang, I didn't know I got hit like that.
Oh, yeah.
The fight with Danny.
Yeah, he was hyped.
Yeah.
Hey, my man, I love that guy. Hey, here we go. Hey, look, all the way to the right at the top. That's Sean getting hit.
That's a 10-9 round right there. I don't know whose fight that is, but that's a 10-9 round.
The best
refs can't take their eyes off the fight. He knows who won.
The best would be if you didn't have to say anything. You just went on his eyes on each round. You're like, this guy got more big eyes.
Exactly. Exactly. How could you give him the round, but your eyes look like that when he landed?
Can we get Steve on? Is that possible?
Well, yeah, 100%. Okay. You think you feel comfortable. That was a hell of a push. You think you're comfortable.
He should have Goldberg speared him.
And then, that would have been excellent.
Oh, man. Caleb came back.
We got no fight after that. You know what I mean?
Yeah. Shit, we almost didn't have
But when you see Caleb come back and slap, he was thinking, like, what can I do to let this dude know that he ain't punking me?
Yeah.
But I still need this fight to happen. And I don't want to hurt me. I don't want to hurt him. And I think he did the right thing by, you know, open-handedly.
And I think Canelo's also open-hand as well. You're going to swing on each other.
Yeah, smart. Just smack me, man. Yeah. We got money, man.
We never want that. But, you know, it got where it got. And
now I wish there was a Goldberg spirit.
Really confused as to why there was nobody.
He's got a family.
Really confused as to why there was no one up there. I know they wanted
to keep it. That's what I wanted to ask.
They wanted to keep it clean. Would you take a job if they start bringing you by to a little extra money? Or not a little extra money,
to be the first to break that
to
up.
Work some security.
What's the president? Who protects the president?
Secret service.
I thought you were taking shots.
No, I thought you meant I was going to be the guy sitting in between them.
Oh, no.
Yeah.
You're not going to be Eddie Hearn in the background.
You're going to let him just call you a bitch like that? He just called you a bitch back in the back. And I'll be holding.
And then make them fight, and then you break it up, and you get paid more.
And then you throw your voice a little bit.
I'm going to beat the shit out of you.
Man, you guys got me working.
Yeah, I think they wanted to keep it clean.
We don't care.
We don't want any of that.
That comments finally started disappearing a little bit.
Hey, bring it back this week. Hey, calm him down.
You thought we forgot?
Ant and I are gonna be on burner accounts.
Hey, listen. I got two things, but I text y'all. I said, listen, I'm gonna bring something up on the podcast. Here we go. I got to get something off my chest. Yeah. And you was like, you need an emergency episode. No, I don't. But the question is, and y'all might need some time to think about it, but what crime would you commit right now and end up going to jail for? If there was one thing you were like, all right, yep, I'm going to jail.
Oh, why do I need to do it?
Why do you need to do it? Uh-huh. I'm going to explain in a second. But I want to know, like, if there was a crime that you were going to commit, mm-hmm. and knowing that, hey, I'm going to jail, like, what would that crime
be? I'll murder somebody. It's somebody I want to murder.
But I want a real, like, a real crime.
Is murder not a real crime?
Nah, but he's not about to murder nobody. That's what I'm saying. Like, for you, it would probably be, like, stealing some work equipment or something like that.
I'm loyal to my guy. I don't understand where we're going.
I like to be in control.
Okay.
I think y'all know that about me.
Yeah, well, you the A Mike.
Whenever we roll somewhere, I'm always the one driving. Like it just kind of is what it is. Like I like to be in control, right? So my whole thing when I fly, I need pilots that act like they got some sense, right?
Okay.
So I don't like, and so here's where I fly off the rails is on the landing.
Yeah.
I've gotten older, and as I've gotten older, I've jumped out of 4 planes, but done parachuting. But I like nowadays I get a little uncomfortable during takeoff and during landing, right? But during landing, I'm like, I'm wide awake nowadays. And I'm like, you land this plane right. You better land this plane right. Flew in the LA this week. And the pilot, as soon as he, oh my God. Boom. Just like that. So hard that people are in the plane like, woo.
A little yelp.
Yeah. You're a little yelp.
Okay.
And I get very furious nowadays when the pilots don't act like they got some sense. And so my first thought, and I text Tiki, first thought was, I want to slap the hell out of this pilot, right?
You don't even get mad like that.
I don't, but my life on the line, you know what I mean? So, and I'm a little different nowadays, right? So after I went through the whole process of I should slap him, first thing I thought was, if I slap him, I'm going to jail.
100%, right, and rightfully so in that case.
Sometimes it's worth it, though.
So I text Tiki to kind of get it out, okay. And it still wasn't gone, right? Yeah. So, I'm in the Uber. I'm headed to the hotel, all this and that. And finally, I just text y'all, like, all right, we're going to have to talk about this on the podcast. I want to know, like, what crime would you commit and end up going to jail, like, on the spot? You know it is what it is. That's something that eventually it could happen. And I've been on flights where the pilots don't open the door. You know how the pilots are, all right, have a good day. Yeah. And the pilot done effed up like on the landing or at some point.
Stays up there.
Don't even open the door.
I can respect
that. And meanwhile, I'm walking by like, yeah, don't open the door because I'm going to look at you a certain way. You're going to know that somebody didn't feel right about what you just did. So
to answer your question, I have no clue.
I was like, I wonder what Carson would say. I was like, I knew.
There's not
much you could do wrong in life.
Yeah, I don't have any.
And so I was like,
also, I'm just that is a very it's a very interesting thought process for you.
My thing is, also, you know,
you're close enough to the ground at that point. Like, I feel like once the landing, like the landing itself, you're pretty close to the ground.
But you're not supposed to slam. See,
I also am not qualified.
Sean, I'm not going to lie. The flight could be smooth the whole time. Me and my lady judge your landing. We're like, oh, yeah, that one. We had this one guy that was real smooth.
Yeah. Sure.
But yeah, he was like, oh, that was hard.
Yeah, yeah.
So, I didn't want to slap him, though.
You got one, Sean? I was like, I didn't know about you at all. I knew he wouldn't have one.
Don't do it.
No, I don't.
Thank you.
Did they start cutting food, Champ? Are you feeling a little angry?
Yeah, that's what
I'm saying. I handle that.
Sean had lettuce on the flight.
I'm not at that point yet. I'm not at that point yet where I'm hypersensitive. I was upset.
What crime would I commit? Hypothetically?
I would also like the disclaimer while you say that none of us are qualified to be pilots, so I feel like maybe they get a pass here.
But they gotta be mindful
of
people on the flights.
They got you.
Side, no, I'm not licensed to fly a plane.
By any means.
And no, I can't really say, hey, you know. But,
be better.
But let's be for real.
All right, I got one.
Okay.
Mm-hmm.
When you're driving, somebody do something crazy.
And you are
I just want to T-bone you and knock you off the freeway. And whatever happens, that ain't got nothing to do with me.
I'll be there.
I know. Hey,
but then here's the other side of that. So it's specifically towards Steelers fans. If you got a Pittsburgh, anything on your car, I'm thinking crazy things. So it is what it is.
I might take this a little too serious a time.
No, because it can't be any more serious than me slapping the pipe.
Oh, it's way more serious.
He is Italian from New York.
Well, if I was really poor, I got to say there's something to that whole selling drugs idea.
Hey!
Man. Right when you say
when
that,
he said that if I was really poor, I thought he was gonna go like Ocean's 11. Like, I'd love to rob a casino.
No, I'm not that smart.
Hey, I thought he was gonna say, sell drugs. Sell drugs. I mean, you know,
I'll rob
one of these boxers.
I didn't think about selling. I didn't think any of us about selling drugs, but I just thought stealing might come up on the radar.
I don't know. I get it. Like, I get that. There's definitely something to it if you need to make some money.
There's no transition from this, by the way.
There is.
None.
Number one, these pilots, they need to act like they got some sense.
What's the transition?
Do you want to put the airline out there, too?
No, I ain't going
to. Okay. All right. Damn, you sound like you mad, man.
Because I don't think it's consistently, and it's only happened a couple of times, but it's not consistent with, like, the same airline where I could be like, yo, and hiring the wrong people, da 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 da. You know what I mean? But to transition into that,
so boxing's cool,
right?
Alexander Usyk has a long flight back home. He's heavyweight champ.
Remember that? I never believe that anyway. People tell me.
Look seriously, mate. Tyson Fury, he's one of the best in the world, mate. Uh-oh.
It's gonna be a hell of a fight.
I don't know if you were doing Tony Bellew there. I don't know who that was.
That is kind of Tony.
It was a little
Sean Porter.
It was a little Bellew esque.
Look, he's one of the best in the world.
I need you to get Eubank Senior. That's where you'll win me over. You get Eubank Senior in your arsenal. I'll be impressed.
Well, you know, mate, it's on his best day. Deontay Wilder, he's hell of a puncher, isn't he?
You got Floyd?
Huh?
You got Floyd Mayweather? Oh,
we're not here to talk about now. That's Floyd.
It was limited, but it was there. Oh. Yeah. No, you get Eubank
Senior. Like I had to hear it twice in my head. I was like, oh,
you get Eubank Senior in there, and I'll be impressed.
If you're a reporter, that's what you hear from Floyd more than anything else.
What? Hell of a fighter. Yeah. Hell of a fighter.
That's what you hear.
If you walked up to Floyd right now, what do you think about Carson Merck? He'll be like, oh, he's a hell of a fighter.
Undefeated.
Yeah.
Strong.
I beg not. He's just the fat white guy that refuses to get in the boxing ring.
Hell of a podcaster.
Yeah, hell of a podcaster. But yeah.
Fury too.
Andrew's guy, he got his butt cheeks tattooed. That was the talk of the town for him. But we don't need to dive into that. But
don't look at me. That's the white boy. Hey, I don't know nothing about getting tattoos.
I saw it as well.
That was the Twitter talk. There was some interesting thoughts on that, but
high level.
Dude, hold on, producer. I do not want to see his ass cheeks show up on this screen right now. You start bringing up Andy Ruiz tattoo. I don't
That's
know.
Hilarious.
He said, producer.
So you got to move past Andy Ruiz's butt cheeks.
That's a serious tattoo.
Yeah.
So his tattoo, it go to the buns.
Oh,
huh?
Man. So
it's around.
So you think I saw it on Twitter.
Dang, look at you. What you been doing at home?
That was inside the buns too?
Oh man, yeah.
It's inside.
Is he clenching the butt cheeks right now?
Oh no. We are. We've
that'd be tight. Like if he
you started this.
So in shape. So in shape, Andy Ruiz.
Like it moved or something like that.
It was like a flip book.
Yeah.
But so in shape, Andy Ruiz. He gives Fury problems. That's what you're saying.
I hope he gets in shape and it changes his tattoo. Oh, no. And then when he clenches his butt cheeks,
I regret even bringing.
We get some of this.
I fully regret
this. This is the real Sean Porter.
What the hell just happened? I'm using the wild one.
I'm hyped for him.
So in shape, Andy.
You know me. Like I like being different. He's doing different. That's different stuff right there.
You gonna get your ass tattooed?
Nah, I ain't getting my ass tattooed.
So in shape, Andy Ruiz.
There's a lot of times tall fighters feel the need to stoop down to get low to get to me. When they try to fight erect and try to fight tall, I take that away from them and I force them to come down to where I need them to be. So just saying that to say that I got a feeling that Andy Ruiz is going up against something.
Did you say when they try to fight erect, you got ass cheeks on your mind?
Nah.
Move fast.
It's
very upright. It's very upright.
It's the correct
time. I got you. Boxing.
Fox, baby. Yeah. My bad. But I got a feeling that Andy Ruiz has had enough experience.
You have a good time?
I had a good time, man.
You can put a shirt on for the
taco meat out.
Yeah.
Swag. Everybody asking me, hitting me up. I don't know why he dressed like that. I don't dress him. Talk to his wife.
Little Chris Eubank senior action, sleeveless.
Hold on. One of our friends, his name's Rene Ortiz.
Yeah, shout out to Rene.
My man said you dressed like Aladdin on Saturday.
Yeah, there were some Aladdin comments. Yeah, there were some Aladdin comments. Yeah,
I invited you in.
A lot of people also did say that they thought maybe your chest hair was trying to accentuate your work. Uh-huh. You did have the chest hair out.
But it was kind of Burt Reynolds in the sitting out.
They kill you. Yeah. They kill you.
But then, go for it.
No, I thought it was a good time.
I mean, if we go to the outfit first, that's something I've been wanting to do for a long time, and it's like, when can you do it? When is it acceptable? But to me, I was like, yo, this is the perfect time. Let's go for it.
Does that get you past a no shirt, no service policy? Because technically it's there, but you have...
You're good.
You're good there?
Yeah, because all you do is button it up and you're good to go.
Oh, yeah, that's true.
Yeah, you just button it up.
I thought Bud did well in the suit department.
Oh, no doubt.
He I'm fighting Sean Porter. I know this fool's coming with his suit and everything.
He's gonna be
then you show up like this.
Yeah.
I guarantee you that's
game.
What happened. I guarantee
round,
you.
That's round
what,
one, Porter.
Yeah,
round.
That's what I'd have been like. Oh, I got to have
Porter.
Hey, he went and got fitted. He got And then you show up like this.
Double-breasted, too. He was clean, though.
He
was double-breasted, and you were just breasted. You were exposed-breasted.
Hey, what's up with the hat? You went. You skipped the whole dad hat and went straight to grandpa hat.
I'm old at heart, man. That's cool. I thought you were fresh, champ. Thank you. I keep a lot of haters amongst me. I didn't know that they were haters when I developed the relationships that I had with them. And it's like I'm stuck with them now.
You have fun overall, though.
Oh no doubt. I thought it was cool. A really good way of getting Lennox to kind of get outside of, you know, who he typically is, and get him to have a little bit more fun on air. And then Dre is a monster.
Yeah, Dre is a monster. Lennox, he didn't have me yet.
Better than when he started.
Legendary. Okay. Yeah, we'll go with that. I like that. Look at a positive light. He's improved.
Hey, Lennox gets dressed in the dark.
For a lot of people that criticize Sean's outfits, Lennox, it's a little rough. But
when you Mount Rushmore heavyweight, you get
I was gonna say he's a great fighter, and like Zay tells me, he's improved. That's all I can ask.
And he be thinking he fly though.
Oh, hey, so does he though. But
I definitely think I'm fly.
Like an old black daddy. You can't tell him nothing.
And he still believes he's the baddest. Ask him how he would have done against Fury or Wilder in his
sport. Anytime somebody's coming into a draft, it's player comparison. Hey, who does this guy look like? So, and then Mark Castro gets a knockout in the co-main. Yeah. Soto loses to Gonzalez, loses his belt.
Talk about that more.
Yeah. Now we're getting to your guy. So Mikey Garcia.
Right.
Last week we sat here, myself included, say, hey, just get the rust off. Get in there, get the rust off. I even said maybe get him out of there early. He didn't. He lost.
He did.
This dude laughed about it. Like, why are there people out there who are
happy? Hey, wow. Somebody on Port Away Podcast made a meme about it on the Port Away Podcast.
Yeah.
Port Away did that? Port Away didn't do that.
It was just very. I laughed because it was. There he is.
Oh, he's good.
Get out of here.
Oh.
Good morning.
Can I get a Port Away?
Uh oh.
Oh, got the Browns jersey. Oh, mama. Hey, here we go, Brownies. Here we go.
He didn't even do it.
I laughed. Its own style is pretty cool. There's other
butts and elbows.
There's been plenty of aggressive.
Stop doing him like
he's
that.
He's a hater. No,
I will interject and say the Sean Porter signature move needs to be the turn on the rope, because that is the best. Hey, when somebody has you on the rope,
we know who you're going with in the Crawford Porter
fight. 100%. It is what it is. He won't be ringside.
I'll be up there like Sean said he was up there.
Here coming to the podcast today. Anybody that doesn't know light skinned Pierre.
Yeah, he the leader of the waffle colors. Him and Drake.
That works. Lucky I can't see all y'all there. Lucky I can't see y'all.
Let's just bring in a comedian, great friend of mine and great to the podcast now, Pierre. What's going on, boss?
Man, first of all, I really appreciate being on here with Color Me Bad. I appreciate y'all.
You know, it's all for love, man.
I know it is. It's all, it ain't nothing.
That was the only boy band I think I could have been in looks wise was Color Me Bad.
So really? you wrote some jokes down before we got started.
Is that what he said?
Before the show start, Carson, me, my lady, Sean, the producer, and Pierre got you a gift.
Oh, snap.
That's it. There it is. Give it to him.
Yeah.
Give it to him.
Present you with a gift.
What's going on?
Hey, open it up.
Pierre, Carson,
Your birthday Sean. Coming up Wednesday.
Yeah. Excuse my language, but I don't want this.
Hey, look what they got on. Look, check the other side, though.
Look at that side.
I see it. All right. So they got me some 3-time world champion Crocs.
With the
squirrel fur on the inside.
Yep, that's rabbit.
All right, cool.
All right, check out the other one. We got another one. Let's something on the other one.
And a bottle of water.
The other one said two times, but good enough.
Oh, okay. I appreciate it. There you go. And then my two kids and my wife right here. Let's just go. All right. Cool. Well, I appreciate y'all.
Hey, shout out to Pierre. He came through.
I always do with the kicks. I don't know about no Crocs though, but okay.
Say, all right, everybody.
And don't eat the curd.
All right, everybody.
Can we get the Porter Way?
You are watching? The Porter Way.
You are watching the Porter Way.
Don't sound as good as you used to.
Later.
I just lost my spot.
Say God bless.
God bless.
Later. All right, y'all. What's up? I'm Showtime Sean Porter.
I'm Ant. Follow me on IG, Ant with two T's.
This is the Porter Way Podcast. This is Anthony Brunal, and this is Carson A. Merck. Tell them what to do.
Hey, like, subscribe, comment, follow us on all social media platforms. Did you
say subscribe?
I'm from Louisiana. I'll talk with a B. Let's do it. Let's do it again. Let's
all right. Just introduce yourself.
Okay.
And then tell them, and then you tell them what to do.
Like, comment, subscribe.
Porter Way Podcast.
You're already here.
Hey, this is our outro. We're going to do it how we want to.
I'm Showtime Sean Porter.
I'm Anthony Brunal.
Carson A. Merck. Like, subscribe, comment.
This is the Porter Way.